What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Elon Musk, America's Party is DOA, meaning it's dead on arrival. So, guys, I'm out here in St. Augustine, which is the oldest city in North America. And as you guys know, I was in Tallahassee recently. And when I go to Tallahassee, it's because shit is gonna go down, okay? So this is gonna be a quick 10-minute video. Just to give you a little bit. This was built by the Spanish. You guys need to understand, like, Florida was ruled by the Spaniards up until, what, 1800, something like that. So, again, this is the oldest city in North America that was created by the West, okay? It was founded in 1521, something of that sort. And like I said, guys, it pretty much was a Spanish territory up until 1812. So right now where I'm at, guys, this is like the oldest place settled by Westerners in North America, okay? And probably one of the oldest places in all of the Americas, okay? I think the other place that was a little bit older than this was Santo Domingo, or I've been there. It's in DR. I think it's the capital of DR, Santo Domingo. That is the oldest European settlement in the Americas. And St. Augustine, where I'm at right now, is the oldest in North America. And I think this is probably one of the oldest places definitely settled by Europeans in the New World. Anyways, let's get back to the video. So I want to show this to you guys. I'm out here in the courtyard. It does look a lot like the places I see in Latin America. When I travel to Latin America, I see the gazebos like this. The river is over there. The beach is like a mile away. I'm parked illegally. Well, not illegally, but that's why I'm not gonna be doing the walk and talk MGTOW shit. Not to mention my battery is gonna die. So you got a cathedral over here. This is called the Cathedral Basilica of St. Augustine. So as you guys can tell, it looks a lot like the Spanish stuff I see when I'm in Latin America. Because again, guys, this is pretty much the Spaniards had this. They had South America too. It was founded in 1565, okay, guys? So, yeah. Anyways, so let's get back to the point of this video. Elon Musk's America First Party is DOA, meaning it's dead on arrival. I'm gonna walk around a little bit. Tourists are beginning to come in. I'm just gonna do a little bit walk and talk MGTOW shit, okay? So, the Elon Musk political party, guys, is DOA, meaning dead on arrival. Now, as you guys know, Elon Musk was spurging out on the internet about creating a new political party, right? And guess what I did? I went to the FEC website and I checked out the party, right? So, yes, Elon Musk did create a political party. He really did create a political party, guys. The America's First Church, I guess, founded in 1565. It's still in operation. So, like I said, I'm not going to do the walk and talk MGTOW shit because my car is illegally parked and my phone is about to die in like 5-6 minutes. So, not going to be doing the MGTOW walk and talk shit today. So, I called the FEC, guys, and the FEC told me that Elon Musk improperly registered the America Party. You see, in order to be recognized as a national committee, as a national political party, you just can't register it and be like, okay, I'm a national party. That's not how it works. You need to actually be a state party and you need to be on the ballot. Guys, let me say that one more time. You just can't register a national committee with the FEC and boom, shaka, laka, 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 you're a national party. You have to start out as a state party, have some people on the damn ballot, and then grow out your political party. Guys, when I spoke to the FEC, they told me that Elon Musk filed improperly, okay? It takes a couple of years for a political party to gain national status, okay? There is a advisory board that the FEC has so they can acknowledge if your political party is popular enough to be considered a national committee. Filing the paperwork does not make you a national party. Let me say that one more time. Filing paperwork, which is what Elon Musk did, by the way, does not make you a national party. Believe it or not, guys, we, MGTOW, we're actually farther ahead than Elon Musk. Why? We already have a state party, and we are already running candidates for 2026. What the fuck do you think I was doing in Tallahassee for, you know? Other than getting my freak on with Yogi Obe's fine-ass mom, but not Bish Bella's mom, because, well, you know how fugly her son is. Point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that, as of right now, guys, MGTOW, as a political party, we are far, far, far ahead of Elon Musk. So, what Elon Musk needs to do to actually be acknowledged as a national political party by the FEC, he has to be a state party in multiple states, and he has to have ballot access in those states and actually field candidates. Okay, let me say that one more time, okay, guys? In order for Elon Musk to have a national committee recognized as a national party, like Democrats, Green Party, Republican Party, in order for... What time is it? Church, almost? Yeah, it's still in operation, guys. I'm sure they probably refurbished it a billion times over in the past, you know, 400 years or 500 years. But, yeah, it's still in use, guys. Go pray, right? So, and I have 2 minutes until this video is over anyway. So, in order for Elon Musk to have a national party on par with the Republicans and the Democrats, he must, A, have political parties in multiple states, B, have ballot access in those multiple states, and C, he has to be fielding candidates. You guys need to understand, the FEC, to acknowledge your political party on a national level, they gotta make sure that you are worthy of being acknowledged on a national level. You just can't form a form with the FEC. You can't fill out and submit a form with the FEC and expect the FEC to be like, oh yeah, bro, you are a national committee, you're on par with the Democrats and the Republicans. That's not how it works. And again, guys, I called the FEC up. They told me that Elon Musk improperly filed, because I wanted to do the same thing. They're like, you can't do what Elon Musk does because he filed improperly and his party. It's like, who is this guy? Yeah, we know he's Elon Musk, but does he have parties in multiple states? No, he doesn't. Does he have ballot access in multiple states? No, he doesn't. Is he even fielding candidates? No, he doesn't, you know? So again, we as MGTOW, we are farther down the line than Elon Musk is, because we are a state political party, we are fielding candidates, and we're even thinking of having, well, not thinking, but we are yearning to have ballot access. That's why I was in Tallahassee for. So long story short, guys, Elon Musk party is dead on arrival. Talk to you later. Peace.